Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. The National Weather Service says a heat wave expected to crest this week will likely linger for several days. An excessive heat watch has been issued for tomorrow through at least Saturday. Temperatures started to rise in Indianapolis on Sunday. The really hot weather isn't expected until tomorrow, when the highs could reach the middle 90s and feel like 105. Services are underway for Terre Haute Police Officer Brent Long, shot to death in the line of duty a week ago. Family, friends, and fellow officers are paying their respects at the Holman Center at Indiana State University. Long and his police dog partner, Shadow, were both shot as a team of officers served an arrest warrant at a Terre Haute apartment. Shadow was released from a Purdue University veterinary hospital on Thursday. The gunman who shot Long and Shadow died in last week's gun battle. A 26-year-old former Beech Grove math teacher is under investigation for stalking a former student via his cell phone and Facebook. There's been no comment from former teacher Sarah Kiefer, who's in jail, or her attorney. A judge has ordered a special city council election after a candidate in Muncie's Democratic primary wore campaign gear into two polling places on Election Day. A Delaware Circuit judge has ordered that a special election be held September 13th in two precincts. The polling places that Councilman Julius Anderson was accused of entering in violation of election law. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 92. That excessive heat watch takes effect tomorrow afternoon through Saturday. Wednesday through Saturday, mostly sunny skies with highs near 96. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.